I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Persecution's rising in West Africa. Details on where and why in a moment. And then stick around, because if you care about ministry in China, there's an update you won't want to miss. First, Burkina Faso is quickly going from a peaceful farming nation in West Africa to an extremist breeding ground. Attacks by Islamic State and Al-Qaeda militants have quadrupled since 2017, and over 70,000 people fled their homes this year alone. Recently, gunmen in northern Burkina Faso surrounded a group of people outside, found four Christians wearing crosses, and executed them. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says this sudden rise of extremism in the country is rather surprising.
It's just been the quick acceleration, especially now directly attacking Christians, you know, looking for religious symbols as they go into communities, and they're, you know, attacking churches and really trying to bring division between the Muslims and Christians. And it's kind of that divide and conquer mentality.
Musselman speculates that the seeds of Muslim extremism may have been sown in Burkina Faso precisely because it is so unexpected.
We weren't watching, and then all of a sudden we see, like, how is it that in a year that the violence against Christians has quadrupled? And then as they're starting to investigate, they're finding it's a lot of homegrown terrorists who have received training in places like Afghanistan.
Please pray for the persecuted church in Burkina Faso, that they would have wisdom and a firm faith in Christ.
And that this divide that the Islamists are trying to put between peaceful, moderate Muslims and Christians would not fester.
Next, college students everywhere cracking open new textbooks for the fall semester. But Bethlehem Bible College didn't slow their roll over the summer. The college in Palestine offers language courses to the surrounding community in English and Hebrew, and anyone can sign up. We caught up with Claude Joha, head of the community training department at Bethlehem Bible College, and she says their language courses are a great way to invite non-Christians to their campus.
We target the local community here in Bethlehem, and they come and see our work at the college and see our mission to reach the community and to know more about Christ.
For example, nearby Hebron is 100% Muslim, and Bethlehem Bible College had 10 students from Hebron join their language program. It's a rare opportunity to live out the gospel. Their language course teachers are certified ESL volunteers from the United States. And Joha says the few months with their volunteer teachers is a beautiful time.
They were so engaged with the students who took the English courses, and they felt that they want to stay more with the students. They had a good relationship with them.
Bethlehem Bible College always needs more volunteers. If you're an ESL certified teacher with a heart for loving others in the name of Christ, this may just be for you. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And China's been making the news in Christian circles recently for its restrictions on the church. According to Eric Berglund of China Partner, that's not to say these are new rules. There's just a new kind of pressure.
Actually, these rules and regulations that now are, you know, seem to be new rules and regulations or tightening of regulations are actually have been in their law and have been in their books for many, many years. The difference is that they are now actually being enforced.
And he's not saying the changes don't concern them. Rather, organizations like China Partner have had to change their approach. Yesterday, we told you they had to cancel their youth center training. It means looking to local Chinese believers for guidance on how to move forward.
We're going to ask a lot of questions and asking them, hey, how can an organization such as us, like a foreign organization such as us, continue to help you and serve you best in the midst of all this that we're hearing from Xi Jinping and the restrictions that are being imposed on you?
Berglund says it's important to remember that ultimately, God is the King of Kings and ruler over all nations. Learn about the state of ministry in China at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, you might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.